This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1110. Have you lost weight? How to approach this touchy situation in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. If you run into someone and it's clear they've lost weight, should you say something in American culture? How do Americans talk about weight loss without offending people? Find out today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, what is going on in New York?
Oh, not too much, Lindsay. Not too much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually going to a conference in California this week. So that's exciting.
Ooh,
I'm going
to learn. That's fun.
Yeah, I'm going to learn about marketing and just hanging out with some, you know, professional marketers. So that's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Ooh, I can't wait for you to tell me some of your wisdom. That's really cool. That's fun.
Yeah. Plus, it's going to be warm in California, I think.
So yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so nice. Yeah. I mean, everything's good over here. It's funny, you know, because I'm trying to lose a little bit of that baby weight that I gained.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, not too bad, but you know, I think I realized, like, I just have to be patient, you know, because I keep on reading, like, oh, it takes you 9 months to put the weight on, to gain the weight, so, like, be patient about taking it off. So, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. But this is a good topic today, though, talking about weight loss and very touchy in our culture. Yeah. I know it's so funny. Like, we've talked about this before. How is it that our culture, like, obsesses over health and nutrition, but we have, like, a very high obesity rate in our culture, you know?
That's so true. Yeah. I don't know. Like, so we have a really good listener question today, and it's about talking about weight. So, but yeah. What do we want to tell our listeners first, Lindsay?
Well, guys, get the transcripts for the episodes, right? So you can subscribe if you want to get them by email. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe, and we will send them to you every Monday by email. And at this point, they should also be available inside the app. So go get the iOS app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Okay.
All right. Awesome. All right. So we have a great question from our listener, Moonhee. So Lindsay, would you like to read the question for us?
All right, here we go. Hey, my name is Moonhee and I live in Texas. Interesting place to live.
Yeah.
I love your podcast because it keeps me motivated. Thanks to you guys. And I have a question. I met a person a few days ago and it was so obvious that she had lost lots of weight. It was such a big change, so I couldn't resist asking her a question. Did you work out? You lost lots of weight. She didn't seem to feel bad about my remark, but I started wondering if I did hurt her feelings by pointing out her look. She's American, by the way. I heard that American people usually don't mention about others' looks. Let's see. Is it inappropriate to say about someone's look, even if it's a good thing? Or is there a better way to say it? It was such a big change, so I thought I couldn't ignore it. I just thought that ignoring such a big change could not be a good manner. But is it the same with Americans? Can you give me some advice? Thank you, Moonhee.
Really good question.
Oh, I love these questions from our listeners, especially when they're actually in the U.S. That's awesome. And they're taking these from real exchanges.
Yeah.
So
yeah. This is a toughie, though, I think. I mean, it's very personal. It's very cultural. What do you think, Lindsay?
It's loaded. It's loaded. This is a multi-pronged issue, but we're going to dive into it today and try to give you guys a little bit of wisdom. And yeah, we're also, you know, we struggle with this too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm not always sure how to handle these situations. Like, I mean, do you think it's rude to comment on someone's weight loss, Lindsay?
No, I don't think so. I think, I mean, obviously, like, if someone's gained a lot of weight, like, you obviously wouldn't comment on that, clearly. But I think when it comes to weight loss, it's usually not a rude thing. It's usually, it's usually nice. Like, you know, you could say something like, you look great, which doesn't have to be directly about the weight.
Right. I mean, I think that generally people are happy when others recognize their weight loss, especially if it's a lot of weight. Like, and so this person, I think our listener said it was a lot of weight. So if it's like, oh, you lost like, so the person lost 5 pounds, they might be a little bit embarrassed if you say something because maybe they weren't, they didn't know that people could tell that they had put on weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But I think if it's a lot, it's probably something that they worked hard on and I think they will appreciate the acknowledgement generally. But I know I always feel funny in these situations. So, I mean, but how do we say it? I mean, Moonhee said, you know, it's good. What Moonhee said is good, but maybe asking, did you work out as the first thing is like a little bit direct, right? And to just say you lost lots of weight, maybe these things are a little bit direct. I maybe would have said like, you look incredible. Did you lose weight as an option to ask that question, right? But you said, you could just say you look incredible. But, you know, complimenting the person first before saying, did you work out, right? That will make them happy.
Yeah, yeah. So just going to the more general comment first, like you look amazing, you look incredible, you look great, and then maybe asking something, did you lose some weight? So that the weight is not at the very beginning. It's not all about the pounds and the weight and how they looked and look now. It's more about their being. Like if you say you look incredible, it could be about a lot more than just the actual size of their waistband, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, you gotta get that in there.
Yeah, so they could look vibrant. They could look healthy. You know what I mean? It's a whole body thing. And you're right, Michelle, though. It is good to acknowledge it because if you're going to lose like 100 pounds or 150 pounds, you totally overhauled your lifestyle. You've made like a massive change. And I'm sure they would like to be acknowledged with that.
Right. That if you work so hard and then it's like nobody notices. Yeah. You know, I have a feel. I mean, you know, but everybody's different. Like, this is just one of those things that everybody is different. And so, like, you know, I was saying, I don't always know how to handle this myself. So, you really got to read the situation. Think about the person you're talking to.
Well, I think one way to handle this is like, it's say something like very benign, like say something like, oh, you look amazing. You know, did you lose weight? And then let them continue. Let them say something more if they want to.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a good point. Yeah. So, I mean, that's how I would answer this question. But, you know, I wanted to also talk about how could you answer? How could you talk about your own weight loss if you lost some weight? Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. So if it were in my position, if I had lost weight, I could say, one thing I could say is, yeah, I took off about 30 pounds.
Right. Or you could say like, oh, I shed a ton of weight by swimming or something like that.
Yeah, by doing yoga or by like, doing like running marathons or something. Yeah, exactly. What's another one, Michelle?
You could say something like, oh, I've been working out a lot and watching my diet. So yeah, I have lost weight. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, so those are good things to say. I mean, yeah, I think the key here is just let the other person talk. If you're the one asking, just let them. And if they want to change the subject, let them do that too.
Exactly.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So yeah, I mean, I figured let's do a little role play, you know, we're showing how this conversation might go.
Okay, sounds good, Michelle. You ready?
Okay, yeah, here we go. Hey, Lindsay. Oh, it's been so long. Wow, you look incredible. Did you lose weight?
Yeah, I did, Michelle. I took off about 20 pounds.
Oh, that's amazing. Congrats. How'd you do it?
Oh, well, I've been working out a lot and watching my diet, so it just slid off.
That's awesome.
Thanks for noticing, by the way.
Okay, sure thing. All right. So, yeah, it didn't sound like you were offended here, did it? But, of course, this is a make-believe situation.
Right. No, I... I don't think it's offensive, you know, for someone to say you look incredible. That's not offensive. That's kind. Like, that's just acknowledging the person.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. So let's go through this. So I said, you look incredible. Did you lose weight? And you said,
yeah, I took off about 20 pounds.
Right, right, right. And then you said, I've been working out and watching my diet. So you didn't, I don't think we used one of the phrases we talked about today, but that's okay. So,
yeah, that's okay.
And then you said, so it just slid off. I feel like we use weight slid off, commonly. Right.
Yeah. So what verb is this? It's to
slide.
To slide. I wonder if our listeners know this verb. This is a precise verb, a good one to add to your repertoire, guys, if you don't know it. Right. And this is the past tense of to slide. It's like, what, where would we use this verb in other places? Just real quick. So we know, Michelle.
I'm just sliding by.
Yeah. I mean, I think of like the slip slide, like when I was a kid, like even sliding down it's also a noun, a slide.
Right.
When kids go down the slide, or you slide down the slide, slide down the mountain on a sled.
Right, right, right.
So yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, mm-hmm. No, you go.
No, I was just going to say, just imagine the weight just kind of. So right. We're being a little bit, what's the word? We're trying to make a picture in the person's mind that it just easily came off. It just slid off. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I remember in freshman year of college, I gained a certain amount of weight. And then I didn't even realize I had gained it until winter break. And then and then I realized that I had been eating the same lunch every day. And I realized that it was really much worse than I thought it was.
So what were you eating?
Well, it was like a wrap. It was like a buffalo chicken wrap, but it was with like chicken fingers and like ranch dressing.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking, but I was eating it like every day. And so when I stopped eating it, the weight just slid off. It just like, you know, it just
that's amazing.
Went away, right?
Yeah, it slid off. Yeah, that's so interesting. That happened to me when I stopped drinking soda.
Oh, nice. Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, it's true. Well, they call that just a cultural note for our listeners. They call that the freshman 15.
That's right. I did that. Yep.
Yeah, I put on a little bit of weight in my freshman year in college, too. Even though I was on the tennis team and running sprints every day, I still put on some weight for sure. Yeah. I mean, you're eating in a dining hall, you're living on campus, you're eating pizza late at night. Like, it's kind of hard to avoid.
Yeah, 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 for sure, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, I think the situation is touchy, but, you have to really read the situation. I mean, what would you say the takeaway is for this episode, Lindsay?
Well, this is a hot topic. It's a loaded topic, and Americans don't even know what to do, honestly. Yeah. But we've given you guys our best like kind of opinion or approach to this. Just be careful in these situations. You know, how well do you know the person? How much weight does it look like they lost? Is it very obvious that you couldn't ignore it, or is it just a slight bit, right? But acknowledge it if it's a big change, because obviously that person made it their job to lose weight. That's a huge project if you're going to lose like 100 pounds, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Sorry, Michelle. I keep cutting you off. I don't want to cut you off.
No, I was just thinking, you know, that our listeners, you should definitely let us know how it is in your culture, because this is really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This could be very cultural. I'd be fascinated to know how this is handled and talked about in your culture, guys. So come back to our blog, allearsenglish.com/episodes, and type in 1110. And let us know. That would be really interesting. So, yeah. Michelle, good topic today.
Yeah, this was fun. Very interesting and good question from our listener. So thank you.
All right. And guys, remember, if you're taking IELTS, go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.